Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Oh, yeah. Level 3 has begun. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. This is Sports Rage, Sirius XM Channel 159. We're kicking it. MGM Grand. I like the late night. So this is like basically a roast. It's all good. I love you all. But the best part is, like, a lot of our fans, you guys are like soft-ass baseball fans. You guys like to take pot shots. You want to do this and that. And then I'll call you out. Oh, I can't believe you said that about me. Hey, listen, nobody cares about you to begin with, so you'd be there. Me talking about you, like, seriously, Mike, like, right now, let's be honest. What's the best thing that's ever happened in your life before? Maybe you had sex once, and me talking about you on a national television show and a radio show. Like, that's the peak. This is it, buddy. This is it. If this is it, this is the end of the road. It's like me hitting Billy Gunn in the face with a beer. That was my high point of my life. Never gonna get that. See, I've been the jerk off fan before. I've been the fan before. That was an accident though. That was never meant to be. I like to get him on the show. Actually, there's a few people. I don't really care. I gotta be honest. I don't even want to care about anybody. I don't care. Like, I don't care what you think. So, but I'd like to interview Brock Lesnar only because I like to talk about the night that I got into it with him in Minneapolis and he wanted to murder me. And, I like to go back in time and there's a few people I like to ask questions to. Hey, yeah, like, how can we relive this? Right, like I like to go back in time. The Brock Lesnar story is a good one, but we'll get to that. All right, so shout out to Sooner Lisa. All right, so we got Andre in the house. Andre, I'm a new fan. I like you, Andre. You're good, Andre. See, Andre, you know what I mean? You are cool. You're a hammered on guy. That's why you're cool. You're cool. You've been around for a year. I didn't. You know what I mean? You've flown under. I've seen you. I see you, Andre. You've flown under the radar, but you've never upset me, and you're, you know what I mean? You don't kiss my eye, whatever. You're just there, right? You're just there, and I like you. I appreciate that. The Hammered On guys are awesome. The Hammered On guys are awesome. Oh, now here's Napreet. I like this guy. Like, Napreet's coming at us. Yo, bro, you're on my chat coming at me. I'm broadcasting live from MGM. I just did the show live from the sports book on national television. And he's like, oh, yeah. God, you guys are stupid. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I don't care for me. I don't care. Like, I'm doing well. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing well. So I don't care for me, but, like, I care for society and stuff, and I actually, like, sometimes I have to not feel sorry for some of you losers. Like this guy, like here, Napri. Anyone who's 50 years old making whatever, 100, a loser. Yes, Napri. You are in a chat room, Napri, in the middle of the night typing in caps, calling someone that has over 50,000 listeners right now on Sirius Satellite Radio a loser. But once again, the biggest thrill of your life is, oh, Morenci talked about me. And the best is a guy like this probably has another account where he's nice to me too. Like on another one. Hey, dude, I've been doing this 20 plus years, man. I know you're all psycho losers. out of 50,000 people listening to my show right now, amount of girlfriends, 18. 18. I'm sure Napri. I'm sure Napri, you got a hot wife. I'm sure Napri. Hey Napri, why don't you post a picture of your girlfriend here? Why don't you prove to us that you're a rocking stud? That you're killing it. In other words, you'd be posting a picture of your dog because it looked the same. All right, let's get back to the I see a Rob Wallace, all right. Rob Wallace is all right. All right, so NFL draft. I got to tell you, the one thing that did upset me, and I can't lie about this, is in Nevada, they shut it down. They shut the NFL draft down. And I should have gotten a countdown and music and all this for, like, playing for our affiliates, but I assume that here we are. So I don't understand this. So Las Vegas has the draft. They shut down the betting. They shut down the betting like 24 hours before for it. Like, think about that. So what, you're going to shut down the betting 24 hours before the damn Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl's here in 2 years? Bro, in New Jersey, you can bet live in-game stuff. That's the problem with the, you know, the betting laws and everything. We got to get to the point where there's a federal regulated system and people don't get stupid, all right? Some of these gaming commissions are stupider than people in my chat are, right? Like, seriously. Like, you know, like, at some point, you're like, okay. At some point, it's like, all right, well, maybe, you know, we should drop this and we should allow people to bet on this. All right, here we go. Here's some music. I actually do like this riff. Out of all our little sound bites, I like this one. So for you producers, next time that if you don't want me to hate you, maybe you play this when I'm all mad. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto. .us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Most important topics in sports wagering: real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Yeah, well, too bad. Suck it. This might be the best damn show we've done in a long time, actually. I like this show. This is old school Sports Rage. As it was the other night, it was good last night. It was good last night. So the question is, where's the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart? I like what Matthias said. He goes, what the hell happened? The room's cleared. Hey, Matthias, you asked. So, for the record, and shout out to everybody listening on the Mightier 1090 in San Diego, the 59-1 Juggernaut, Sports Grid Radio, whatever. So, Matthias, I said, dude, I just thought maybe it was a glitch, whatever. You know what I mean? Listen, the whole trip here is about TV shows. The radio show seemed to be an afterthought. It threw us in Studio B, let's call it. So, I said to Matthias during the break, I said, yo, bro, man. I said, well, are we good? I said, we had AM radio affiliates we were supposed to welcome back. I just kept talking through it. And what did you tell me? He goes, bro, my jaw was just dropped as you turned heel on your fans. I was just like in shock. So what? I actually, like, the show was so, like, enthralling, I actually threw you off, you're saying.
Oh, Gabe, we're having a great time. I hear you ripping your fans. You know, we're starting hour number three, you know, the great intro, and then 2 minutes.
Well, he goes, oh, I thought you'd stop. He goes, I thought it'd be 2 minutes, and I just came back.
forget the intro. It's like I'm going on to Mike.
I didn't even do an intro. I just went right back into ripping people. I didn't realize that is true.
And there I'm thinking, wait a second, talking about fans, what happened to the dudes in the room? So then I start creating a story in my mind like, oh, something happened in this room. Somebody knocked over your drink and you kicked all those, you know, those guys out of the room.
You notice the room's empty suddenly. I cleared the room. Yeah, the room is empty.
The room. So much for silence on the set. It's like, get the hell
out. You know me, this. You know, you and I have hung out a couple of times in life, but you know my looks, right? You can tell, too. You even told me that sometimes in the video, see your look. People in the room, one by one, started to see looks I was giving. It was like, I looked at one guy's story, I looked at another guy, it was like, and then they sort of huddled together and all left together, Matthias. I think they realized, they were like, yeah, you know what? What good can come out of this, actually? And I think it was a good decision by them, to be honest. I'm not mad.
Oh, no, everything was good. You know what threw off your boy? You know, you gave him a grand entrance to describe how real you were, and he gave you something, and you kind of looked at him and says, I was expecting a little better than that. You
know? Oh, yeah. I don't want to throw. He's probably listening. Matt, yeah, he's a big fan, Matt. Yeah, Matt ruined the show. I build him up. Oh, yeah, he dropped an app on, ruined the show. He's kidding. Like, yeah, he's talking. I'm like, dude, you don't even say anything. Now you swear. Hey, it's like Jim Rohn. It's like Jim
you're
Rohn.
You're out of here.
Yeah, you suck to it. The best is, though. He really was out of here. You like that to me? So I sort of joke about it. No, you know, you're good. And in reality, it's like, yeah, you're gone. You know what I mean? Like, so listen, you work with people, but listen, you ever work your boy Bobby, though, and I like Bobby. We got to get him on in Hawaii. You worked with ESPN Hawaii before, and Bobby's a legend and stuff, and me and him are in a similar way. Like, he's a psycho, too, wasn't he? Like, in the same way. Like, he's like, yeah, we're never having that guy on again. He might even be crazier than me, Matthias. I'm just more open and honest about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Gabe, he was a lunatic. He would throw his headset off.
He would. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I like you, because some of these kids in this network, they're like, oh, Gabe got mad and started throwing things. And, like, and so what? And you don't get mad. Sometimes I'll rip stuff off. You don't understand it, and I know because you were Bobby, and he's like, he's in the same thing, right? I don't have to do this. I'll quit right now.
Okay. Like, you know. It's not even that. I've worked with two guys, you know, guys that they seem like they're all fun and games, but when they get into each other's skin, next thing you know, we're in a commercial break, and these fellas want to rip each other's heads off, and they
imagine Hawaiians too. They want to start going right.
It's like, oh, you like scrap, right? You know what you think? You think you know me? And then they start going. Somebody punches the wall, and there's a hole in the middle of the wall. There's a hole in the studio.
Yeah, I love that. I love that stuff. I love that. I could tell Bobby's
just
psycho.
Some people get rattled. Some people don't.
The ones that you told me start Bobby. She never had a guy getting on to a guest. So, and the best is you see, though, me and Cam, it never gets that far, me and Cam, you know. You know what I mean? Like, baby, I got shut up. Like, tonight I told him, I said, did you lose my effing second key? I was all mad. Like, hey, Matisse, I gave him the key to my hotel room last night. He lost it, bro. I know it's not the end of the world, but, like, dude, I only have one left now. And the whole thing is, you put your cell phone anywhere near one of these keys, bro, you're screwed, okay? Then I'm stuck in the hallway, and I got to walk 18 miles to the lobby and get security to let me in. All right, and I'm not carrying ID on me because I don't want to carry my ID on me because I don't want to lose it. So Cam loses one of my keys. I told him, don't lose this. He loses the key. Cam's the best, though. I'm still baffled. How did he get the hell in here if he didn't have the key? I don't understand. You need the key fob to get on the floor. But I think he actually said, oh, it's by chance. Someone let me on the floor. Well, that's nice. God, this is funny.
Oh, well, Gabe, you know, I kind of blame this a little bit on you, but just a little bit, because when we were in Los Angeles for the Super Bowl, you know, how many times did somebody give something to you or me to give back to Cam? Cam left his jacket. Cam left his wallet. Cam left his...
Oh, you saw that, too, AR. We have to drive back. Cam left his bag. We got to go back.
He leaves everything everywhere. His jacket, his shoes, his sunscreen.
You notice with him, though, like, I'm angry, sort of, But you notice in him, everything's sort of more chaotic. You know what I mean? Like, it's more sort of, like, frantic. Like, even tonight, like, he came in here, bro. I can't get into my room. It's like, he makes everyone nervous, Matisse. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's funny as hell. So, like, I'm not right. I mean, he makes my show better. Like, but it's funny. Like, he makes, like, everything, like, crazier than it has to be. So, I always tell him. Like, I told him, like, five times today, bro. And I'm a nut job. And I'm the one that told him, Matisse, calm down, bro. I was like, he was outside bitching about something. I was like, bro, you got to chill out, bro. Just calm down, man. I said, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I said, pick your spot. Pick your spot.
Well, come on, Gabe. Cam gets as red as a red light, and people literally stop to look. It's like, oh, I got to stop. There's Cam, red light. It's like, oh, man, he's burning up with fever.
God, he gets red. I know. He was on fire. He was picking some ponies earlier in the day. He was doing well. He's done better than I have. I think he lost. He won. He lost. I wanted to go hit the blackjack tables with him last night. I haven't hit the blackjack tables. The only thing I bet here, I bet $400 in Vegas. I bet $200 on the Raptors in the first half, Matisse. Raptors, get this, bro. I bet $200 cash, Raptors at the MGM window here. Plus 0.5 first half, Matisse. They're up by 6 with like a minute left or 2 minutes left. They lose by 1 first half.
Oh, I was thinking about you, actually. When that happened, I was thinking about you because I knew you probably took the Raptors first half, and, man, did it feel like they were going to take that first half. It felt like the first half.
It looked like they were back in the game. You saw the first quarter they were down. You saw it, and then they started to come on. I was like, all right, here they come. We're going to win. Bro, they got smoked and murdered in the second half, Matisse.
Gabe, it's a crazy thing when a team starts to miss shots at home. And the other team just gets their confidence back. It's like quicksand.
Maxi got it going. Exactly. Maxi was hot. And I said it earlier, Matisse. I knew right away, bro. You know, remember you and I talked about it? Remember the Michigan game we lost in the last tournament? Who we lose to? It was Villanova. So remember? Remember when Hunter Diggins, like, right away missed, like, a putback? You could just tell right away. Same. I had the same feeling. I was like, Siak, the putback. I was just a.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Look, man, well, but then they came back at the end of the half and they got smoked. Philly is a better team, no excuse. Tip my cap, so Philadelphia 76er fans and their team. I don't like you, but I congratulate you. I don't have to like you, but I congratulate their team for the better team. This is Sports Rage, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Shout out to boy Kyle Johnson in Toronto. What's up, Toronto? The Six. May the Raptors rest in peace. It was rough. It is what it is. I'm not even, listen, I wasn't born in Toronto. I ain't from Toronto, but I am a lifelong Raptor fan. Not true. Raptors existence fan. Raptors, what, 26 years? I was a Knicks fan when I was a kid. And so, but you know, after I'd be, you know, the Raptors, 26 years, I mean, I was there in year one with the Raptors, and it just sort of grew over the years. But I tip my cap to the Sixers. I really do. They were the better team. I'm not going to bitch. Like, I bitched earlier about, like, oh, Joel Embiid, and oh, he pushed people in the back, and he punched us in the mouth, and he made people bleed, and he knocked people out of the series. Whatever, bro. That's basketball. I always bitch about, oh, you got to be tough. And Joel Embiid, push people around. He won. I ain't bitching. Suck it up, Toronto. Suck it up. Get tougher. I'm not here in order to throw the Raptors under the bus. As in, like, oh, they let me down. They didn't. The Sixers, put it this way. It was a freaking battle, Matias. And who has Joel Embiid, one of the MVPs? And who traded for James Harden and all this? Those guys are built to win right now, right? The Raptors have Scottie Barnes and Trent and younger guys and stuff. Trent's 23 years old, bro. People don't realize this. Like, the Raptors are young, right? Like, it's not the same. But no excuses. They pushed us around. They won. You know what it was, Matias? It was almost like the Sixers knew, and Charles Barkley said this too, and he's right. And I don't know if you agree. Let me tell you, if the Raptors would have won tonight, you think they would have won Game 7? Yeah, right? Like, the Sixers kind of knew, we better win right now, bro, or we're done, right? It was one of those deals. They came out hot, and then you know what's crazy, though? The Raptors came back, Matias. So the Raptors were down 5 at the break, at the quarter. And then they were up like by 6. It was like 49-43 or whatever. They were rolling. It was like, oh, yeah, here they go. Everything's good. Okay, Philly goes on a run. Philly's up by 1 after the half. And then Matias, Philly murdered them in the third quarter, bro. Murdered them.
Yeah, and I think it was a game where you needed Fred VanVleet. I think the guys missed him tonight.
No three-point shooting, you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just think that the Raptors are missing some big-time shots where they usually made them, you know, in a game where you need to hit those three balls.
Wasn't falling for them. It wasn't either.
It wasn't, but nobody also wanted to shoot the ball. I got to give credit to Tyrese Maxey, and you called that before the series started.
Thank you, Matias. Do you remember? No one talked about him, and I said, thank you, Matias. You remember I said Maxey can be a problem for the Raptors, and he was, bro. Not Harden, Maxey.
Yeah, it was Maxey in that third quarter who really.
You even made a promo about it, actually, in which I said, right? Maxey will be a concern for us.
Absolutely.
I'm not an idiot, bro. I might be a loudmouth, but I know basketball, right? And I knew. I told you. Maxey's going to be a matchup problem for us.
He did. And I didn't think. I definitely didn't think it would be that much of a problem. But
he was a difference maker.
He was a big-time difference maker.
How many sports did he score? I don't even look. What, 32 or whatever the hell? I mean, 23, I started to stop watching.
Four out of his 5 threes in the second half.
He's so fast, his first step, bro, though, that explosive step. I tip my cap. Great player. Great player. Listen, that's sports fan. Only one team's going to win the championship. I like the Raptors to suck it up, get a little tougher. Masai Ujiri's a good GM, great GM. Raptors will be fine. Now, so my next team, I'm on to the Dodgers. So let me ask you, Matias, what do you think? And good call to you. I'll give you credit. I remember everything, like I said. You said last night or 2 nights ago, whatever, about the Atlanta Falcons. Matias is a Falcon fan, even though he grew up in L.A. Falcon fan. You said, I think they go wide receiver. You said that, yeah, Atlanta media, and I think they're going to go wide receiver. And I said, man, they take a wide receiver every year. So they can't take a wide receiver again. They got to go core. Got to take Malik Willis from Atlanta. Right? Or, like, like, you know what I mean? Get Jermaine Johnson out of Florida State. Work on the line. And remember what I told you? I said, I'd take a DB. He said, oh, their secondary's all right. They freaking went wide receiver again, this team. Like, I don't even, like, why do they even hire scouts? So what, the Falcons just take, like, wide receiver every damn year? Bro, that's why you suck. And even Cam even said it to me tonight. That's Cam even. He looked over as a pick. He goes, this is why the Falcons just suck. Dude, it was a stupid pick. And the worst thing is, he's not even the best wide receiver on the board, Drake London.
Gabe, I like Drake London. But then again, maybe I'm being biased because he is an 805.
He's not as good as Calvin Ridley is.
No, he's not, but he has a lot of Mike Evans in him. And you need a guy who can catch the ball, and the Falcons don't have that right now. They could look at themselves in the mirror and literally say, we don't have one receiver in the room besides Kyle Pitt, who is a tight end. The Falcons need a receiver. Calvin Ridley was not.
He's a hybrid wide receiver tight end. I hear you. Sure thing, that's what I'm saying. You took. So, bro, yeah, but why do you think you're in the same position every year? Like, figure it out. You have top 10 picks every year, and you keep on taking wide receivers and tight ends if you have top 10 picks. You got to get tougher and bigger, bro.
I would have gone defense myself, but at the end of the day.
You know what the Falcons are? You're a bad fantasy football player. You know what I mean? That's who the Falcons are.
Football player.
Not you. I didn't say you. I said the Falcons are. The Falcons are like a person that's a fantasy football player that takes the wide receiver and quarterback in the first two rounds. You know what I mean? It's like, guys, you don't need to take this guy now, okay? You don't need to take him now. Dude, there's good wide receivers still left on the board right now, Matias, that the Falcons could have gotten tomorrow. I'm telling you, bro, you guys are a loser organization. You're morons.
They have been a loser organization for a while, and I still have not forgave them. T.J. Watt should be an Atlanta Falcon. He was going to be an Atlanta Falcon.
Could have been.
When time came to making the pick, the Falcons decided to go with Takaris McKinley instead of T.J. Watt.
I remember the kid out of UCLA, McKinley, with the dreadlocks. Yeah. I remember it.
And remember the whole entrance. I want to get to the quarterback. Well, T.J. Watt got to the quarterback, you know, and he's on the Steelers.
You imagine.
He should have been a Falcon. He should
have been a Falcon. How about Aiden Hutchinson? The Jags, they screwed up, bro. Aiden Hutchinson is going to be like a Watt brother, Matias. I'm telling you. He's going to be like one of the Watt brothers, batting down passes, leading the Lions in a charge. He's going to be a superstar, that guy. The Jags screwed that up, too, bro.
A lot of teams screwed a lot of things up, Gabe. You know, that's the draft, though. You know, you think you know what you're getting. Look at the Raiders. You know, look at Farrell. Like, you look at the Raiders and how many picks that they've messed up.
Yeah. Well, that was Mayock, right, and Gruden and their goon squad. Like,
but they believe that guy's a steal. You know, we got to steal him early. Got to get him early.
Well, I like this character, right? Like, it's funny the Raiders cared about character. So Trayvon Walker, 6'5", 272-pounder, goes first overall to Jacksonville. And let's give credit to the media and the Sharps, whoever pounded on this. You know that Trayvon Walker was 30-1, Matias, at one point. That's what he opened up. 30-1, bro. 30-1. He closed at minus 500. 30-1. So what it is basically with Georgia is, Georgia are so talented. They're like, you know, I mean, they're this stockpile talent. They're so talented, the Georgia Bulldogs. They rotate all their defensive linemen. So none of the guys on their D-line actually put up massive stats. But it doesn't mean they're not blue-chip prospects. And listen, Trayvon Walker's a badass. We tip our cap to him. Congratulations, kid, on being the number one pick. And like I said the other day when I got into Kurtz, I don't agree with the pick. I don't agree with the pick, but I'm not. Matias, a kid that hasn't played yet, right? So I'm not going to say it was a bad pick. I just said I don't agree with it. I don't agree. I'm going to take Aiden Hutchinson. Let's see what. Give us 2 years and we'll discuss it. Not even one. Well, 1 year's and, you know, 1 year we can talk about it. 2 years we can discuss it. 3 years we have a conclusion for this. All right, so Aiden Hutchinson goes second overall. Hey, shout out to my boy, Rick Saratella. Now I'll say who it was. Hey, Matias, Saratella sent me a message the other day, 2 days ago. It's funny, because a lot of times on the show, he doesn't have it, and then he gives me a message. I'm like, boom. He goes, I'm telling you right now, Stingley is the number one player on the Texans. Going, dude, Stingley, Matias, was 11.5. I got it at 9.5. He closed at 7.5. He went at 3. Shout out to my boy Saratella. I got to give him that one. I don't know how he came up with that, but he did. And I know people are going to say, oh, I saw that in the media. No. If you tune into Game Time Decisions and stuff, Saratella had this before anybody did. Like, Saratella's source was hot on that. Came on Thibodeau, I win the bet. So I lose the first overall pick with Hutchinson. And remember, Matias, I even said Hutchinson would be number one, and Saratella said he wouldn't. I'll call people out. I lost that battle with him as well. I lost that battle. He said, no, I'm not so sold on that. He was right. I was right with Kayvon Thibodeau under 5.5. I was right on Ekwonu over 3.5 winner. These are all bets that I made. I lost Evan Neal. I didn't think Evan Neal would last the 7. So now I'm 2-4. But now Charles Cross goes 9. I lose that 2-5. But here's where the winners start to pile in. And it was pretty sweet. If you tune in to Game Time Decisions tonight, and Matias, we were doing a live from the sports book downstairs. What a great scene it was. Beautiful, like, setup. I call Garrett Wilson, Jets 10, Kenny Pickett 20, Steelers. In advance before the draft started, bro. Not in-game. I was like, yeah, boom, boom. This where it's going. So we lose to Kyle Hamilton. So this is the order for everybody. This is the, if you're just joining us right, this was the draft. Aiden Hutchinson, I thought should have been the number one pick in the draft. He wasn't. Trayvon Walker was. Then it was Aiden Hutchinson. Derek Stingley worked his way up the ladder. Stingley went 3 overall to the Houston Texans. Cornerback out of LSU. Sauce Gardner to the Jets was like bad kept secret. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Mo. Want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Hillary. Late Night Air Mansion Class. Hey, I know not all of our listeners right now hear all the same promos and commercials, but hey, Matias, I think Pharrell was just ripping me. Why isn't he talking about the Raptors? Hey, I mean, where's he going to go? Yeah, that's too good.
He was. Let's play it again.
Roll it if you want. Yeah, play it. Yeah. Was it about me? I'm unsure. I was like, is that about me? Here we go.
It has to be. All right, here it comes.
Go, roll it.
Pharrell, coast to coast.
If the Raptors win in 7, he's going to retire from Sports Grid and he's going to buy a trucking company. And we're going to truck Strawberry Parade around the world, but it's actually going to be 400,000 kilos of meth. And Adam Kaplan's like, is he really talking about meth on the air? I am, actually, Adam. So
we will. It's Pharrell, coast to coast. Scott Pharrell.
Yeah, that's too good. Pharrell's the best. It's not Pharrell. These eggs suck. It's not Pharrell tonight. You know what's great? And I love me and Scotty Pharrell go way back. Love him. He's one of the biggest influences in my career. I'm the first to admit. There's not a lot of radio hosts. You don't even know where I came from. Ted Teven. You don't know what Ted Teven is? Look him up. Ted Teven. Nice and simple. T-E-V-A-N. Ted Teven, literally, I think he might have been the first talk show host in North American sports radio. Nobody had open line phones in, like, you know, 1970, like he did, type thing. He's a pure legend in the horse racing industry, and he was one of my mentors. And a mentor, when I did a radio show, and after like 2 or 3 shows, I got a call on like a private number. And I said, you have a call from a private number? And I was like, I don't even know what it was. There is a private number. I'm just some dumb kid. Well, I wasn't a kid. I was 30 after the metal industry. So I didn't know there was a private number. So I'm like, hello? It's Ted Teven. Ted Teven is one of the greatest talk show hosts ever. And Ted Teven goes, hey, he goes, I just heard your show for the first time. He goes, I don't know who the hell you are, but he goes, you're effing good, kid. And he goes, I don't know, whatever. He goes, you I was like, thank you so much. I was like, I said, I didn't even know if anyone was listening here. I said, I'm just sitting in the studio alone. And I'm so old, I started the radio when there was no internet. Imagine what this, like, imagine that, like, I literally, like, was in, like, a booth and stuff, No, I'm not saying there was no internet, but like there was one computer that was new, and I didn't even know what it was about. It was one of those deals. I was like, wow, sort of punch this in and hit that and like whatever, and it was weird. So there was one computer in the entire building, and you could print stuff. Like it wasn't like advanced enough. There was no laptops or anything or cell. You know what I mean? So I was doing shows, Matias, with a newspaper. Newspaper. I had the sports section with the point spreads and circled stories and newspaper. You know what I mean? It was old school. Nowadays, people panic. Oh, my God, my computer doesn't work and this and that. That's how you can tell the difference. And I know we were talking about your boy Bobby earlier in Hawaii. And, you know, Bobby could do an eight-hour show without a computer, right? He starts getting stories in going. And like,
oh, Gabe.
That's when you know real pros, bro. You know what I'm saying?
The newspaper. Bobby could not do
it. Yeah, so did Bobby do the same thing? That he show up with a newspaper in front of him, right? He had a newspaper,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Sports section laid out nice in front of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he said to him, yes. We're talking about the sports section. That's old school ham radio. What's the sports section saying? We're going to talk about it.
If the news guy was late, he would blow a fiddle, Gabe. You know, it's like, oh, I'll bring this up on my iPad. Because he didn't know how to do it.
We got to get him on. I'd been to I liked it. We had him on a few times. So we've been around a lot. You know, trust me. And I brought this up earlier, too. I don't know what the hell was up with Mel Kiper tonight, but, man, Mel Kiper looked mad, man. Me and Cam were laughing and laughing. We were watching. Kiper just looked mad, man. And it's like, all right, somebody said something to him in his headset or something. And you see me, Matias, I get mad sometimes, like, instantly. Like, Mel Kiper Jr. tonight had a look like, I don't know, and everyone started howling when I brought it up to everybody in the room. And I said, I don't know what the hell, like, somebody just said to Mel Kiper, man, but God, he looks mad. And like, it was one of those go to a commercial break and start yelling at everybody, man, looks, and I, you know me, Matias, I would know that look, you know what I mean? Like, I told someone, they said, man, what's he mad about? I said, I don't know, but I said, I guarantee you, bro, he's just holding this in, and he's about to get through a commercial break, and he's about to, like, really let someone have it. So, I've been doing this since they had 90 even in diapers, like one of those type of, stop telling him my light is pale. Too good. So, Scotty Barnes didn't shake hands with the Sixers, Matias. Ooh. You know what? Screw the Sixers. Screw them. Exactly. Like, whatever. I liked it, Eden. Embiid. You know what? I don't even remember this, Matias. LeBron James threw a basketball at Scotty Barnes earlier in the year. It was the most vicious thing ever. Like, he threw the ball hard and stuff. And if you recall, I think you even sent me the video. You remember when they said to Scotty Barnes, did it bother you that LeBron James threw a basketball at you? And what was his answer? I was always more of a Kobe Bryant fan anyways. Right? What a great comeback. But Barnes and Embiid got into it a few times in the series. And I don't know, Barnes is a tough kid. I don't think he's scared. But he had LeBron throw a basketball at him, and he had Embiid getting in his face. I think Barnes is in that sort of, okay, I got it. God, he's a good player. But Ryan Wolstadt of the Toronto Sun, and I think the Toronto Sun is a piece of garbage that I wouldn't piss on, but I think Ryan Wolstadt's a good guy. He goes, Scotty Barnes didn't stick his hands out and shake anybody. He goes, he's going to use this as fuel. And you know, Matias, remember earlier in the year when I told everyone on our show he'd be the rookie of the year and people laughed at me. Oh, Evan Mobley. Even our guest, Matias, laughed. Oh, Evan Mobley. Scotty Barnes won rookie of the year, bro. He won rookie of the year.
You called that?
It wasn't just a homer pick.
Gabe, that was one of the biggest picks of your year because you were calling that when he was like fifth in line and you were talking it up. And to me, he said, oh, that
couldn't be 10-1. It wasn't the odds. Exactly. He's a baller, bro.
He really did. Nobody thought of that. Nobody thought of that. Not even the basketball writers. Kurt Heeling gave you some credit, but he even said at the time that Mobley's like the flavor of the month right now unless he slows down.
I know. I remember Mo DeKeel, who I respect. He goes, no, you're wrong on this, Gabe. Yeah. And like, yeah. I was like, he goes, you're a Raptor fan. No, who won, bro? I'm telling you, Matias. I'm not. It doesn't mean I win every time I bet, because I bet $2,000 on the Raptors. But I kill the NFL job. But my boss, I'm telling you, bro, my basketball takes are hot. I'd be a better GM than Pelinka, I think. Yeah, I'm that serious. Like, I'm telling you, I'm good at basketball.
I played on that Michigan basketball team with Chris.
I know. I know.
You know that, but not many do.
Yeah. It's crazy that he was there. What a life this. Think about that, Matthias.
You got to have some love for Mr. Pelinka. He got to have some love.
No, but how people ask backwards like this. See, white guy that scored 3 points a game on the Fab Five. You end up as Kobe Bryant's agent, and now you're the GM of the Lakers. You want to talk about falling ass backwards, Matthias? And then they wonder why the Lakers suck now. Right, like, seriously. All this stuff. You see, like, Kyrie the other night, too. He says, oh, I want to stay. I want to stay with Brooklyn. You're not helping them by wanting to stay. So you want to stay with Brooklyn. He goes, I don't know if you saw him, it is what he said. He said, me and Kevin need to run a team. Oh, yeah, that'll end well, right? Can you imagine? You two guys just ran this into the ground, and now you're saying you need full power to control player personnel. Goal. So who's your new pick to win the NBA Finals now, Matthias? Who you got? I almost want to go say, I'm going to tell you, Warriors versus Heat. Right, that's my box. I don't even know anymore. Warriors. I'm on the Warrior wagon. Who you got?
I'm on the Warrior wagon too, Gabe. But
are you really? I mean, you're not even talking about it. I watch them. I'm like, I'll just take the war. I'm buying in the Warriors. Yeah.
But who isn't saying that? After this first round, I think a lot of people are thinking back to the old days where Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, you know, were winning championships together. You know, with Kevin Durant.
They're good, bro.
They're really good, Gabe. They're really good, but they're also small. So at the same time, they do have a weakness, and that's if you could get down.
Yeah, but who's got size to beat them?
Foul trouble.
Who's got size to beat them? No, who is big? Who got size to beat them? Rocky. Phoenix got to fight through this.
Phoenix is a good, Gabe.
It's fun. It's fun. I'm not happy the Raptors are out. I'm not happy the Raptors are out, but I still enjoyed it. I love it. I love everybody. Like I said, I don't like Philadelphia. Oh, Miami beat them. But I'm watching Golden State the other day. I'm thinking, man, Curry's starting to get better again. Klay's starting to hit shit. They've got different pieces that they didn't have contributing before. Jordan Poole's a star. Like, he's Jordan Poole's a future superstar now. And I know, you know, it's crazy. We were just talking about these earlier. The last time we were in Vegas. I don't know if it was the last time I was in Vegas. It's weird. I used to live here, and this is like one of my like favorite cities. I live here, like, for damn sakes. Like, but I don't think I've been here in 4 years. And that was the night, bro. Jordan Poole. The last time Teddy, me, Cam, Teddy, and all the Rage Hogs, and I think we were
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, Jordan Poole beat Houston on that shot. Yeah, we were here.
Greatest shot.
It's just crazy the years have passed. But the Warriors aren't as good as they are now without Jordan Poole, bro.
No.
That's what makes it, because he's better than the young guys are now.
Well, he's,
but you know what I mean?
He's confidence, Gabe. He feels like he can.
He's better, like,
him right now.
Who's better right now? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, or Jordan Poole? Jordan Poole is. I'm not saying better in his career, but you know what I mean? And remember what I told you before the playoffs, and to everyone else, I said this. You go to the playoffs, you need somebody who's not a star to be a star in the playoffs. They have that. That's why I'm buying in, bro.
It's a good reason to buy in. It is. I am fearful of Phoenix. They've been battle-tested, and tonight they showed their resiliency. They got slapped in the mouth with New Orleans. The place was rocking. New Orleans thought that they were the best team in the world at that point, and Phoenix came back and beat them in their own home and beat them with tough-nosed basketball, down low with Ayton, and then, you know, a little pick and roll with Devin Booker towards the end, who played injured, and he's playing injured right now. And Chris Paul looks 28 years old again. So, you know, I do think that's the Western. When they meet, because they're going to meet, it's going to be probably one of the best series in the NBA playoffs so far, either conference.
You know what? So if you tune in, like I said, my NBA picks suck, but I killed the NFL draft pretty much. God, I wish I bet Kenny Pickett specifically to Pittsburgh at 20.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I called him a tease before the show. We were on the air. I said, watch for Kenny Pickett to be drafted 20th by Pittsburgh. And it happens. And I also said, Garrett Wilson will go 10th to the Jets. But I couldn't get it in because I was in Nevada and I was 2 minutes on the air. And I'm like, just take the ball. He's using an effing ladder.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
But I'm not. Not. Risen from the ashes. Take what you've got.
All right, you know what? God is a good song. I like this.
But I'm not.
This part, next part, keep it rolling here, but this is the best part of it right here. This is the junk. We have some material to do a new record, and we got that coming up. See, life is all about, like, life is like planting seeds. Plant a beautiful flower. Crap in a chat. But hey, we love Kyle Hamburg, our boy in the ATL, our boy Rob Wasgood, Anthony Thomas. I like Anthony Thomas. He's all right. Hey, Thomas, even though, you know, he's calling us out early, oh, Marenzi should have this. Yeah, Marenzi, you know, I don't think he said I should have a guest thing or this or that. It's like, well, worry about your own backyard. I have no beef with you. So, my Raptors are dead. And, like, I gotta absorb this, process it. You know, though, Matias, give me credit, bro. We got smoked, right? I wore this in the casino. I could have, like, taken it off right after. I didn't. I wanted to own it. Walk around, and if any Sixer fan went into my face, and no one did. Couple of times, I'm surprised we didn't choke. So the hostility. It was kind of weird. I was like, wow. All right. But now the Raptor jersey comes off. So we're going to be all over the NFL draft tomorrow. The Friday Night Free Show tomorrow. God, hey, get ready, Matias. Tony Finn instead of covers in the room tomorrow. And many more Rageaholics as the hardcores are going to start rolling in tomorrow. Oh, boy. Yeah. Hey, it's our 20th anniversary. It's all good. We'll suck it up. Sunday night will be death, though, bro. Other than that, you're on your own. We'll see you at the Sportsbook live at 6. Bring it.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.